Do you ever take the time to actually slow down and acknowledge your wins? Pause long enough to reflect and see how far you have come. Okay, in today's podcast episode, I am giving a little behind the scenes of a new monthly series we host at Her Collab Co. called the Success and Sparkle Soiree. I'm going to share a little bit more about why and how this came to be, and why I think there's something you can take from this as well too. You can take this into your friend groups, you can apply this to your own life, and I think at the heart of it, the whole mission behind why I'm so excited to do this every single month is because we don't, so often as ambitious women, we are so focused on looking forward, right? And going after the next thing. And I'm with you on that. That's me. That's my personality. Being ambitious, it's like, you know, you're hungry, you've got that drive. But there is and are moments in time where I think we need to celebrate. We need to soak it in. We need to slow things down and have more fun. That's the whole purpose. So let's get to today's podcast episode. Welcome to the Thrive With Me podcast. Imagine waking up each day truly excited about how you show up as a wife, mother, and ambitious woman, feeling clarity and confidence in how you design a life that you love and define success on your own terms. Hey, I'm your host, Natasha Bell, and this podcast is for the modern, ambitious woman ready to rise in health, community, and faith in her calling while having a lot of fun. Each week, two new episodes, and they are here to inspire you to dream a little bigger and to propel you forward in the life you are creating. We are choosing vibrant, whole health over burnout and overwhelm, a powerful mindset, building a strong spiritual foundation, and doing it with the best community of women who are here to cheer you on. And we are going to learn so much together from impactful interviews with women just like you who are building families, careers, and legacies. It's my mission to cheer you on, see you win, and magnify the voices and gifts of women in our community. Let's go. I am so glad that you're here, and I hope that this is a conversation that is going to land for you in just the right moment in time. There is, I don't know if you guys feel this, I've been having these conversations with my girlfriends and the people in our space as well too. It's like, do you feel the energy of the world right now? I mean, there's a lot of talk about the eclipse energy and astrologically what's going on, and I'm certainly not an expert in that, but I do feel it. And I am actually just feeling really grateful today as I record this podcast episode. And I will say, yesterday I didn't feel that way. I was feeling a little bitter, a little angry, and I don't know. It's like feeling these emotions coming up that I can't quite put my finger on. But today I'm feeling really good because of a couple of things. And I wanted to give you a little behind the scenes of a new monthly series that we are hosting at Her Collab Co. And it is called the Success and Sparkle Soiree. What a name, hey? It's really just a very sacred, special ladies' night at our space where women from our local community can come and hang out, let their hair down. But the whole intention and purpose behind it is to celebrate them, to acknowledge them, to share something that they're really proud of. And there's a bit of a backstory here. So I'll take you on a little adventure. So first and foremost, okay, I also feel like I need to make notice that I don't know if you can hear the difference. I'm actually recording this to my phone right now. I'm sitting in a parking lot of a hockey arena. This is my life. And normally I sit down in my little like makeshift recording studio at home, but life on the go. And I hope this actually sounds okay. So anyways, last night we had our monthly Success and Sparkle Soiree, but this came to be because I hosted an event, which if you go back in the podcast episodes, it was around November of 2023. I collaborated on an event called the Rising Women Collective. And we had so much fun. It was a beautiful event, over 100 women in this room, beautiful collaborators, beautiful speaking and just topics. And I met a really incredible woman in at that event, and her name was Nia. And I'm going to link her shop information in here for you. You have to check her out. But she, in the VIP part of the evening, she asked a really good question. And she was just wondering how people like really enjoy the journey of being an entrepreneur or a motivated and ambitious career woman. And I think that some people had some there was some really good feedback from the panelists of like what they do and how they do it. Now, when it got to me, I was very honest, and I acknowledged that I don't do a very good job of pausing long enough to celebrate and soak in the journey. Like, as aware as we all are, generally speaking, isn't it so easy to go about your day and go, 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 and look to the next thing and think about the next goal? And I think even when you show up to this podcast episode, you know, I'm wanting to inspire you to take action. I want to see you do big things because, you know, not everybody has that ambition. And so I feel like I'm speaking to like the 1% of you who gets what I'm saying. That's not for everybody. Some people are really good at being and soaking it in. And I think that's beautiful. Like, that's a beautiful gift as well too. But for those of you that identify in the way that I do, of just always being excited, you know, and I think there's layers to that as well too. Cause like, are we doing this to prove ourselves? Is it based on feeling worthy? Like, what is success? How do you define success? And are you shooting for the right thing? Because sometimes people might think that it's, for example, within our careers, like, is it a dollar amount that you're shooting for? And do you think you're going to feel a certain way when you get there? Well, I feel very strongly that yes, that can make your life, it can create more freedom. There's a lot of beautiful things that you can do. I believe that we should be, I believe everyone can be abundant, and there's ways to use your spiritual giftings to create this abundance and love your life and not just be stuck in the grind of things. And so I love those conversations so much. But when Nia asked that question to the panel, I think I was one of the only people. There were some of my friends there were like, oh, you know, they're really good at celebrating and soaking it in. But for me, it was a mirror being like reflected right back at me, being like, why do I not celebrate? And that by celebrating, it doesn't mean anything really big, but why do I not create enough space to acknowledge and soak in these moments and these milestones before moving on to the next thing? So I don't know if you can relate to that, like, you know, and I think it's just sometimes the hamster wheel of life, like we're go, 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 go all the time. And I can fall into that as well too. So when Nia asked that question, I gave that answer. She actually was moved to tears because we all acknowledged her. And she told us, somebody like said how amazing she's been doing. She had just started this beautiful, had just purchased and taken over this beautiful rock shop in our downtown Stratford. You have to go check it out. It's called Good Vibrations Rock Shop. She's launching like these cool courses so you can learn more about crystals and the energetic and healing properties of them. Like, so cool. So I'm going to link all that here for you so you can check it out because she's a beautiful human. And we are collaborating on this event. But this is how it kind of came to be. So somebody in the crowd had acknowledged her and said all the things that she had accomplished in such short amount of time. And we all like cheered her on, like we were whooping and clapping and all this stuff. And it was so beautiful. She was moved to tears. And it was one of those feelings and those moments like of pure, real, safe sisterhood. And if you have relationships like that, you're so blessed. And I feel so blessed that I have those as well too. So to be seen and to be held in that way was really, really special. So fast forward then, shortly after the event, Nia reached out. She's like, hey, I've got a collaboration I want to pitch to you. What if we have an event and an evening where we literally celebrate women and celebrate women in our local community? Because something else I had been running in the space was actually called Female Founder Spotlight. So we would bring a founder in our local community in and we would learn about her adventures and journeys and being an entrepreneur and what she does, which is very cool. But we had done it for a couple of years and I was actually feeling this like shift that we needed to do something else. And it was perfect because I was like, this is like the Female Founder Spotlight on steroids, where we get to celebrate every female founder or every female that walks in that door. And Nia is so creative and so bubbly and so happy. Like, honestly, it's amazing. And so she actually called it the Snap Cup. So If anyone's seen Legally Blonde 2, she tells the story brilliantly. I feel like I'm going to butcher it. But there's Elle, who's Reese Witherspoon, has this snap cup in the movie. And so, long story short, Nia created this snap cup. So she brings it every single time to our event. She is the most sparkly person. I'm going to have to upgrade my wardrobe a little bit to meet her. And we show up. The event is from 7 until 9. We kind of just check in, connect with everybody, but everybody writes down on a piece of paper a win from the month. And we put it into this little snap cup. We have a beverage, and we go kind of around the circle, make sure everybody knows each other and what they do. And then we pull out these wins from the snap cup. And honestly, then we get a bit of the backstory, and we get to ask a bit of questions and acknowledge them and cheer them on. And what we find is that most of us are so uncomfortable. Like, are you good at talking about yourself and talking about your accomplishments, no matter how big or how small? I'm not. And it's kind of weird, but we're getting into this flow. We've had three of them now at the time of this release of this podcast. And last night was so brilliant. I kind of walked in with a stinky attitude, and I walked out feeling just so grateful. Here's why I wanted to give you a little behind the scenes of what this is, the Success and Sparkle Soiree. If you can join us, if you are listening to this and you're within our area, come and join us. Come and soak in the sisterhood. Come and be celebrated and seen. It is safe. You can come alone. Like, when I say safe, it's just a safe space. But like, come alone, come with a friend. Truly, nothing but good vibes, Thrive vibes. And if you aren't in our area, here's what I want you to do. I want you to book your own little soiree with your group of friends or your sisterhood friends, people in your group. It doesn't have to be just business. It could be people from various circles. But think about it. How do the women in your life feel seen? Do you feel seen and acknowledged? There's something so validating and building confidence, and then allowing people to see their gifts and see how beautiful they are, and know what an impact they're making in their homes, with their families, within their careers, within their communities. And I just think, well, I actually know, we all could do such a better job of acknowledging each other and getting off that hamster wheel of life from time to time. And it's fun. Like, I love shooting for big goals and doing things and taking action. But there are moments where we just need to pause long enough to say, like, everything I have right now, the good, the bad, the ugly, it's good enough, and find fulfillment in that. And I really believe so deeply that the more we do this, it's calling in more. It's attracting more to us. It's allowing us to take more aligned action on the things that we say are important to us. But I will tell you, it doesn't matter what you define success as. If I use the example of money again, maybe you think, when I make six figures, when I make seven figures, when I make maybe eight figures, like, that's the goal. It's possible, but I just want to tell you that if you aren't enjoying the journey of getting there, it doesn't matter the number in your bank account. If you show up burnt out, you've lost relationships, you've grinded so hard that you've lost yourself in the process, it's not going to feel like you think it's going to feel. It won't have the value the way that you think it will. And I think, honestly, if we're all honest with ourselves, like, look at your current reality. I bet you're living out the very things that you've prayed about. But are we living with that level of presence to soak it in? And I am saying this to myself as well. These are the pep talks I give myself. And my husband and I keep having these conversations too, because with this season of life, with career and kids and family and all the things we're excited about, the days go fast, the weeks go fast. And then you almost, like, you're looking back being like, wow, a lot has happened. And look where we are. This is what we've dreamed about. These kids are what we prayed about. It's here, like, right now in the physical reality. Like, we are experiencing it. But am I doing the best job that I can do to stay present and to find the joy in it and to soak that up? And so sometimes it's not always about the speed up. It really is about the slow down. So I really hope that by sharing a little bit about our sparkle and success soiree, that you can take that kind of into your own life, take that into your own group of friends, and like set up a night where you literally celebrate each other. It feels so good, and you'll have just beautiful conversations in the meantime, and it's just good girl time. But I would always welcome you to come into our community if you can reach us in person. Oh my gosh, come to the next one. It is actually May the 1st, so it's the first Wednesday evening of every month, and the event link is in the show notes for you, so you can always check out what we're doing there. And it's just good times, and my heart is so grateful because I really needed that, like sisterhood last night and being celebrated and raised up by the women that were in that room, and it was a lot of fun. So make sure to go check out Nia's shop as well too. Visit, stop in, check her out online. You can do lots of online shopping as well too, and her course is amazing. It's so good. It's like an intro course, because I don't know about you, I'm like so fascinated by crystals, but I can't ever remember what they are and what they do. And some people can just, they're so good at that, right? So Nia broke it all down in a beginner course, which is so good. So anyways, I'll link that in here for you as well too. Take that out. Go hang out with your friends. Celebrate each other. And I think the world will be a much happier, brilliant, beautiful place because it'll allow us to get off that like wild ride of life day to day and just feel seen, feel heard, and acknowledge one another. I think that's why living in community is just so brilliant. So anyways, I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, and I'll catch you back here next time. Thanks for being here, and I hope you loved today's episode. The next step is to take action on what landed for you. And it would mean the world to me if you could take 1 minute to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, come say hey on Instagram, or send this episode to a friend. I'm cheering for you as you take your health, life, and career to the next level.